love you guys. I listen to you at home, on my way to work, and at work. You guys are so funny.
Broadcasting from an apartment in a little corner of Podland, one brave couple with nothing better to do sift through life's sludge pile of mind-numbing entertainment to bring you the hidden gems that lie beneath. This is the Podland.
Hello everyone, thanks for joining us. This is our first official show. As you know, our zero episode was basically a test drive just to see how it sounded and worked out and to see if anyone would download it. And we actually did get some subscribers, had a lot of page views, so we're very happy. So thank you. You'll notice on this episode that we have an actual format. Michelle and I will be discussing topics. Several of them were pretty funny. And as always, I'll be popping up every now and again to fill in the gaps. So sit back, relax, and have some fun. See you in a bit.
I just wanted to talk about... this dude obviously has time on his hands. He put in more hours researching and doing the Zero podcast than probably somebody puts in for a salary, high management, executive job. I don't know. He's like 24 hours a day working on it.
It's fun.
And investigating and researching and finding the techniques, which is cool because, I mean, it makes the podcast better and better for other people. But it's just, that's why it's so good, I guess.
It's been a lot of fun. Creating something and putting it out for hopefully a listening audience.
All right, so if anybody's listening to this, they should have listened to that Zero or teaser or something basically, or well, I don't know how they're listening to this, whatever. The point is that when I listened to it, I mean, I knew you've been working on it, I know you were doing things with it.
Yep.
I just didn't think it would come out as good. I was very, very impressed. I was like,
thank you, baby.
Really? I was like, wow. But then again, I mean, that's why you were on the computer all the time. I was just thinking, I was like, what the F can you be freaking editing on the freaking computer so much? Like, seriously, I was like, what the heck? Because he was on freaking, all I see is Audacity open on his computer all the time. From the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed, Audacity is up and running on his freaking computer. And I'm just like, what the heck? That's why I said this is your thing, because I don't like doing things over and over and over and over. Like, after a point, I get tired of it, because I feel like, okay, well, I mastered that. All right, I'm done. I'm bored. Move on.
Well, as you know, I am a patient person.
Not me, obviously.
What did you like?
Everything. I liked it. First of all, okay, why it impresses me so much, because I know you, and I know you in real life. That's not you. it's like Mr. Polish. Like, you know, you're like all polished and perfect. You know, like all, you know, because I know how sometimes, because, you know, the wonderful world of editing.
Yes.
You know, all the and all the retarded things you say are
gone.
You,
yes, I know.
Yeah, I know. So it sounds so professional. And then I've never, you know, I hear you every day. So it's like, wow, you said a whole, you know.
Right. Well, that's one reason I'm going to have a segment called The Cutting Room Floor.
Where we talk retarded.
Where, yeah, I'm just going to have, and it'll be like maybe no more than 10 or 15 minutes tops. And it's just going to have a lot of the stuff that I cut out, and you get to hear how retarded we really sound. Basically, it's just going to be a little something, a little companion piece that we put.
This is the $2 horror of our podcast.
Yeah, it's basically
podcast.
A companion piece to this show. Well, a companion piece.
Yeah. Yes, like, and what's that dorky show you like with the dude with the spaceship and that girl's a companion? She's basically a hooker, but they
Firefly.
Call her, yeah, the companion.
Anyway, I wanted to put something out between each show.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So that way people...
Plus we'll have, if you have, since we have, yeah, since you have the time right now, actually, that would be kind of cool. Because, lure them in, reel them in.
Because the longer episodes are obviously going to take longer to edit.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured while people are waiting, we can just give them little companion pieces.
Or a little teaser, or just... Anyways.
Well, are we done talking about the Zero episode, or what?
That's all I wanted to say, was just how impressed I was, and that I sounded good.
Thank you.
And that if other people agree, I encourage them to write, I want to hear, I don't care, if whatever.
Yeah. I think I pulled off a miracle with the audio, since we're recording on a headset, one of those headset microphones, what do you call them?
Like a customer service person. Well, not only that, but the little, you know, when you change, because it's you talking, but you change it so it sounds like someone else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why I laughed at it, because I thought that was funny, because I know it's you, and you change the voice, and I
that
was
is
like,
so much fun to do, let me tell you.
After our Zero episode aired, we were surprised to find that we received some voice messages that turned out to be from celebrities. Now, maybe this is a hoax, maybe it's voice impressionists, we don't know. At any rate, Michelle and I were very excited when we discovered that, hell, that we even had just a message. Until we played them. Take a listen.
Is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
She's terrific. She's very effective. She's kind of brilliantly funny, and she's kind of I had no idea she was going to be as talented as she was, but she's not.
That motherfucking goddamn degenerate fucking cunt. I'll say that with no shame either. Man's a fucking foul mouth. Man's immature, you know? He's like a fucking child. Fuck it, I gotta go. Kiss my ass in hell!
Really weird stuff.
Weird stuff. Okay, so I found this weird posting on eBay.
Which is weird, and I don't know how you found it, but I guess apparently it was real easy.
I typed in weird stuff in their search box, and this one had a picture. First of all, the title is Petrified Thumb Rock. Weird stuff, beware. And I'll post the link so you guys can see this. Describe the picture. I don't even know. It's like...
It's retarded.
It's an old person's hand with the left thumb. Yeah, it's... It just looks like he's petrified.
Holding,
it looks like he's holding it. Yeah.
Yes, he's holding it to make it look like his thumb.
It kind of looks like a mummy thumb or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
And the buy it now price is $9.95. The $2.95 shipping ships worldwide. Now, let's see about the description. Up for auction is this petrified thumb. As my nephews were growing up, I used to tell them about the little boy who lied to his mother. She told him, never, never hitchhike, and the little boy promised he wouldn't. One day, he was late for school, so he put up his thumb. Just as he did, it turned to stone and fell off. Okay, so you guys can read the rest. I don't even know what to say.
What? It's retarded.
Look at it. I mean...
What about it?
Oh, there's a second picture.
Right, you're supposed to...
It looks like a little... Where the hell would you get something
Click
like that?
Click on that picture, please.
I did. It's downloading. That looks like a shot of a dried-up turd.
Yes.
Where the hell do you find something like this? And why are you selling it?
She said that she or he found it because they used it as that part of that story. Now they're basically passing it on, I guess? Oh, no, who cares? Whatever, it's stupid.
But that is just weird.
Well, people sell weird shit.
And he's got 100% positive feedback. Another weird thing I found was on Craigslist. Now, for those of you who've never heard of it, and there are those who haven't.
What?
Yeah.
What planet have
I've
been on?
I've taught people...
Saying they don't know what MySpace is. Come on, everyone knows Craigslist.
Well, a friend of mine at my old job, they were like, what's that? You know, they never heard of it.
They're retarded then.
It's basically like one of the world's largest online classified ad websites. So I went on there, basically did the same thing, did weird stuff search, and I got this. The guy, the title is, "Got Legos? I will buy them for cash. $100 SoCal." Now this guy, it says, this is short, so I'll read it. "Do you have a collection of Legos? Does your Lego collection weigh 10 or more pounds? Would you like cash for it? If so, email me at blah, blah, blah. We'll schedule a time to meet up, and I will hand you $3 per pound. The average collection can get you $100. I will pick them up anywhere in Southern California, from San Diego to Bakersfield. Now, I just want Lego brand blocks. No Duplos, the large baby Legos. Also, please, no Mega Blocks or Tyco imitation logos." Like, this guy,
Legos,
all he
logos.
Wants is logo Legos. Yes.
Don't Lego my ego.
I almost want to email this guy and ask, why the hell do you want Legos? And not only that, 10 pounds of Legos? What is he doing with all these Legos? I wonder if he's one of these people that's making, like, a house out of Legos or something, or he's making, like, a car. He's trying to set a world record or something.
Well, email him.
And not only Legos. He doesn't want, you know, he just wants Legos. He doesn't want any of the imitation Legos.
I was posted recently.
Yeah. It's just bizarre.
Oh, what's bizarre? Dude's underarm hair. You what? Dude's underarm hair. I noticed your underarm hair earlier.
Okay, and?
I forgot. I was thinking of something else. Oh, because in The Hulk, I remember when we're watching it, and they show this shot of Edward Norton, and he's where he doesn't have a shirt, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess just the way the shot is, you could see his long-ass underarm hair. And I was like,
well,
I don't...
it does. It gets...
Long,
yeah.
Right, but I guess because the angle you could see, like, exactly, you know, like, it's a shadow part. Because normally, when they show it, you don't see how long guys' underarms hairs are. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I saw that in the movie, I was just like, what? That's the first time I ever saw long underarm hair, like, meant in a movie like that. Kind of. I don't know. At least I noticed. I don't know if they normally trim them or what, but I just noticed. And then because you reminded me of it when I was lying on the bed and you were standing up, I could you lift your arm, I could see it.
Yes.
Because the sun was shining from behind and showed every little long hair. That's more hair than Donald Trump.
Mine has a better comb over.
Let me see.
Stop.
No, see
go on to your next topic.
And by the way, yes, he is sexy, ladies. Hi, he's my puppy. Hi, pup, my Tony.
Now, tell people why you have that little nickname.
What? Tony. That's the first time I ever said Tony.
Okay, but you do it with an accent. Why is that?
Because you like it?
No, you know why.
My ethnicities are, yes, my padre was half Chinese from the China land. And he was half that, half Chino, half German. And that's why his last name was a German last name. And that's what he would have. Oh, my mother was Mexican because both her parents are from Mexico.
Yes.
All right.
Got
so,
an answer
I don't
out
know.
Of her.
So what's the point is what? Why I call you Tony? Was because you didn't like me calling you Miguel.
Yes,
because Michael in Spanish is Miguel.
Yes.
So I would go, I'm Miguel. So sometimes I
just
still
don't
say
like
Miguel.
That. I don't like that name. Whatever.
And so next, they're all right, Tony.
So you want to tell all the other...
I don't know, like Tony Montana. That's why I say Tony. You know, like, hey, talking to me. Hey.
You want to tell all the other...
Hey, say hello to my little friend. Like that. Hey, Tony.
You want to tell them the other nicknames?
What nickname? Dookie?
Dookie?
Dookie. What about Dookie? I don't know, just Dookie. Duke.
So funny when she Duke.
I say Duke.
She does that to me and her daughter.
Yes.
Duke. Dookie. It's just funny. I get a little chuckle out of it every time.
Well,
calling
yes.
us basically you're calling us shit. I mean, come on.
Dookies. I don't know. Dookie.
We now present.
Welcome to my nightmare. Do not be alarmed. Yes, I'm sorry, I do not speak English, okay?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Is is at the station, just freaking, like, stories or whatever, or anything. Maybe somebody wants to ask a question, like, oh, do you ever get this or that? You know, maybe they're curious about working at a gas station. Or, I don't know. It's,
I'm interested, because I've never worked at one. And
this place, what about it? Just different things. I mean, working at a gas station is, I mean, I started doing that, you know, it was fun. It's not that bad.
So, do you have a story for it, or what?
I don't know. You want to talk about stupid people, or do you want to talk about crackheads, or do you want to talk about freaking retards? I don't know. I guess mainly just people are fucking retarded. They first don't fucking read. Come on. Hello. But you would think that...
Does this mean you'll have a better appreciation of the movie Clerks?
No, this is for people who can't fucking read, like, a freaking number on what fucking pump you are on. I'm over there. Oh, yeah. There's 7 cars out there. Which one are you? Excuse me, sir. Oh, I'm that truck. is it that brown one on this right-hand side that's, like, by underneath the sign that says pump number 11?
And I know you're not making this up because as a customer, when I go in and pay, well, obviously, because here in California, you have to prepay. I've heard that. And even when I was living in South Carolina, I've heard that. People are just stupid. They do say, yeah, I'm over there, you know. Like you were saying, I mean, why do you think people do that?
They're not paying attention. They just, you know, they just want to walk in and go, okay, that's mine. You know, they just, easy way out. They don't realize how important it is. At the same time, it's like, if you give me the wrong number, because people do that all the time. They say number, they're on number 1, but they'll say number 7.
Yep.
And you activate the pump, but someone pulls up. A lot of people like to stick the nozzle in their can first and then come up and pay. Or they'll stick the nozzle in and then, like, slide their card at the terminal itself.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. So if someone does that and they come up and, oh, I mean, obviously it's activated already. So they can pump your gas. And we're not responsible for that. So that's why I'm getting, especially when people are throwing down all this money, like $60, $100 on freaking gas. You would think they would pay a little bit more attention. Or, like, make sure that I heard them right. Because sometimes I don't hear them. They freaking throw money at me, and they say it kind of fast, and I'm not really sure what they say. And they don't wait for me to give them eye contact to know that I heard them.
Right.
And they start walking away, and sometimes I have to yell after them, like, that was this on that, you know, $20, because I have to verify. Because I don't want them coming back and saying, well, I gave you $20, and then I really saw $10. And since they walked away too quick, you know, it's like... Well, maybe then I guess second guess myself, you know, if I don't verify it, because I would second guess myself, be like, well, maybe I was trying to go too fast and I fucked up and they're really right, you know, it's not like it can't happen. And so, but anyway, so I always verify it, and freaking people are, you know, every now and then people don't know how to pump gas.
Yeah, please tell us that story.
Well, there was one, another one last night, but.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, there was this... I don't know, this one weird lady, she comes, she's in a nurse's unit, she's in scrubs, so she's obviously works in the medical field somewhere, she's something, you know.
Yeah, keep that in mind, folks, this woman works in the medical field,
like,
okay.
Dentist, whatever, either way, whether she's just in the office and she has to wear scrubs because she's in the office and she's handling your files, dude, she's handling your files, and she's retarded, okay. She comes in, puts gas, whatever, active, you know, I put it on there, whatever. She goes out there, whatever, and the computer dings at me when people are sticking, when you don't pay for gas and you stick the nozzle in your car, it tells me that the pump, basically the handle's out of the, you know, the pump, you know, the nozzle's out. It tells us when the nozzle comes out. If you haven't paid, because that's like a hazard, you know, we need to know those things. What if someone's playing around with it, you know, we gotta make sure that there's a car there and someone's there.
Right. That makes sense.
But, you know, I don't ever have a chance to look because there's too many people and you can't really see everybody and you can't really make sure. But, I mean, obviously it would make if someone's messing around with it. But anyways, the point is it starts beeping. It's annoying. But anyway, so then the lady, you know, you see that she took it off the thing and she was standing there for 5 minutes and then comes back and says it's not going. We told her she needs to go back and push the button because there's not only because you have to push the button of the grade of gas you want. Just because you took it out of the pump and put the nozzle in your thing and try to push the button and squeeze the nozzle, it's not going to pump until you select the grade.
Yep.
And so a lot of people don't realize that. They just think it's going to automatically come out and let it. Because like
why
in old days,
think that?
No,
I don't
because
know.
In the old days they used to have a nozzle for each one. They used to have, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Then they moved over to where there's 3-on-1. You basically that's how they switched. But it used to be one per one. So they're not used to selecting.
So now everyone's confused.
I guess, yes.
Even though it's been years and years later.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have to push the red button. And then also the second thing is that you have to make sure, you know, the little black part on the nozzle, because it's, you know, like a slinky, it's scrunchy, you know? So that has to be scrunched up for it to work. That's it, safety mechanism, so that you can't just pull it out of your car and start squirting gas everywhere.
Well, let me just say one thing. Not everyone has that because, like I said, I'm originally from South Carolina, and we never had that. So a lot of people probably don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's this thing basically.
Because when I came here 7 years ago, I was like, well, what the hell is this on the pump?
Well, it's a safety thing. It's to make sure that the pump is in deep enough. Plus, so it's not going to squirt out. The same reason why when you pull it out, it's not going to squirt everywhere. It's so that you can't do that.
Plus, because we have a lot of smog here, I think it's supposed to stop the air pollution.
Yeah.
So well, anyway, also, go ahead. I just wanted to clarify that.
And apparently, it hasn't happened to me, but apparently people do. It is true that they drive off with the nozzles in their gas tank. But also, there's a safety mechanism on the pumps to make them, they won't squirt gas. So, yeah, but anyway, so this lady, she's there. She doesn't push it, so I go out there. That was one of my days I was training, so I had someone there with me. And I walked out there, and the lady, she came in and said that she said the nozzle won't fit in her car. And I'm like, what? Maybe she's not pushing down, you know, that squinchy part. She's not pushing down enough or something, whatever. So I go out there, and she shows me, like, see, look. She's on the rare pump that has most normal pumps have the super plus and unleaded. Well, she was on the pump that had the diesel. And on pumps like that, you have the one pump for the three regular grades, and then you have a totally separate nozzle, because that's for safety reasons, because those won't fit in regular cars for that reason, so you don't accidentally pump diesel, because it will ruin your car.
Yeah.
So I told her, I'm like, that's because that's diesel, that's going to ruin your car.
Yes.
And I looked at her and I gave her the look like, you're almost going to ruin your car or something.
Yep.
And so she kind of looked like, oh. And I'm like, I'm like, you need to put that back. And I'm like, put it back. Because she was like, kind of like, huh? She was very slow. And so then I go, okay. And so then I go, so I pull the nozzle and I push super. And then she said, did you push super? And I'm like, do you want super? And she said, no. I'm like, okay. So then I go, you want regular? And she said, yes. And I said, so I push regular. And I go, you have to push the button of the one you want. And then I stick it in. And so then I gave it to her. And she took it and she stuck it in. So I walked away. 5 minutes later, this lady comes back in and says, this is still not working. And I'm like, dude, I was right there when I saw it, you know, the machine reset for her to pump when we pushed the regular for her to go pump. So I'm like, we pushed the red button. Why isn't it working? So I went out there. And, I mean, because I'm thinking, you know, yeah, okay, well, now something else is wrong. You know, I mean, before it was, she's stupid. This time, I can't be that she's still stupid. But no, she is still stupid because she did not squeeze the nozzle. She stuck it in her car and did not squeeze, or either that or she did not push it in deep enough when she did try to squeeze. And
how has this woman been driving around this, you know,
in California?
She doesn't know how to pump gas.
So anyway, so then she's doing that because she had put, I think, $40 on her tank. So finally, you know, I go back out there, and when I do that again, and I told her to squeeze, because, I mean, I didn't even push it in for her. I told her just try to squeeze it, and I squeezed it for her, and it started going. And I went, look, it's going. And then she went, and she squeezed it herself and went, oh. And then I kind of just threw my arms in the air and just kind of grabbed, like, did the, like, Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone face, like, ah!
Right in front of her?
As I was walking away, I was just like, fuck, you're retarded. I don't give a shit that, you know what, at the gas station, I really don't give them customer service. You know why? Because they get paid minimum wage. Do I give a fuck if people get pissed off at me? No.
Well, I would.
I wouldn't care. If they,
it's trust not me. Like behind, like you're behind a shield of glass.
No, I'm not a bitch. I'm just saying, I'm not like all super perky and happy like I normally am. I just treat people, if they're a bitch to me, sometimes, you know, I'll just be like normal. I won't be all friendly. And then sometimes I'm just not in a happy mood, so why am I going to be like, oh, hey, thank you, I don't give a fuck. I'll be like, what do you want? I'll get it for you. Sure, thanks, bye. Or
so this is probably why gas station attendants are bitchy or
whatever. You get paid minimum wage for fucking dealing with stupid people, so.
Yes.
I mean, and that's with any job. I'm sure everybody, you know, you work retail, you got stupid people. Everywhere you got stupid people.
So what happened with her?
Her thing beeps. Okay, let's just say you want to fill up on your car. Either you got your credit card or you put like $60, but your tank doesn't take it all. When you don't use all the gas you put on, you know, the pump, then it beeps at us too. It tells us, basically, you're going to be coming back in to get money. So then, and hers, it like, or if you stop the nozzle, like, put it back or take it out and stop, you know, and accidentally put it back or whatever, you stop it, it'll still beep it and tell us you have money on that pump still. So she did that, and I went, oh, man, because she only pumped $19, like, almost $20, and she had put $40. So I was like, what is she doing? I'm like, God damn, did she freaking stop? And why she put it back? Crap, now I got to go back out there again. So then I just know, and so then I was like, oh, whatever, I'm waiting for her to come in here. I'm like a freaking non-mech, let's just walk out there. And so I noticed she freaking doesn't come in. She just freaking pulls away and goes out and just drives away. I was just like, dude, you put 40, because she had come, oh, no, I'm lying. She did come in again. And she had just said, I put 40. And I go, yes, you put 40. And that's when she was pumping and it was working.
So she drove off, leaving $20 worth of gas. So the next person who used it.
No, because we just refunded it and put it in the drawer.
Oh, I see.
I told the girl to go put gas in her car. I said, go put gas in your car. Shit, it's free. And then she said, no, because they were short in the day or something. So we'll just use that money to cover the shortage. I'm like, whatever. I wouldn't.
Weird.
Shit, I'd take it.
Well, anyways. Some of that I find interesting because, you know, I've always wondered how things work behind the scenes of things.
Well, yeah, I wait. So I'm just like going, hello, like fly.
It's like, how hard is it to look up, look at the number, remember it, walk inside and say, hey, $10 on pump 2.
Yeah, and by the way, debit and credit do work outside. Why come inside? Why? Unless you're buying something. Why? There's no point. There's no reason. Stay out there. We like it. Or either that, you come and you buy something. Yes. Well, and no, we do not get a discount on gas. And no, we do not control the price of gas. We get paid minimum wage. They should give us freaking free gas, but no.
Yeah, you should get something.
No,
I mean, come on.
Nothing.
And it is a dangerous job. I mean, you hear about it all the time.
Because
I saw a video of these two.
They make us drop
guys.
The money in a safe. It automatically goes in a safe.
It doesn't matter.
They can come get the safe. I don't care.
If people are driving away, missing their $20, I think, we have these idiots who come in here and it just baffles me that convenience store clerks don't get more than just friggin' minimum wage. You'd have to pay me more to work there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yes, and the people that work there aren't very.
At least give me free fucking gas.
The people that work there are undesirable. They're not. These are not stand-up members of the community. You know, these aren't your Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. These are people who have who do drugs, smoke weed, or can't hold down a job, or who are drug dealers, or who are freaking ex-cons.
You have a few of those in your store?
I have retards in my store, or you have people who just, you know, they want an easy job, it was convenient, or maybe they're student. Like, I would think that would be the perfect job, like the graveyard shift for a student, because nobody comes puts gas usually between 12 and 4 or 5.
Right.
I want to talk about chips real quick, because I'm eating them. But I won't smack in the phone for you people.
The phone?
Oh, sorry.
The microphone?
So meaning Lay's kettle cooked jalapeno extra crunchy potato chips.
Yummy.
Yes, very good, very crunchy. I like it very much. And anyways, it reminds me when I was eating these chips of when Lucas and was eating chips.
You remember Nan and Lucas, don't you? That's right, they are the hosts of
Two Drunks and a Podcast,
The Midnight Horror Show,
and the greatest video game show ever!
You can find all of these at Podomatic.com. And tell them Frey sent you. Thank you.
And we're talking about the special edition Lay's. They were like Southwestern
Ranch
or something. Then he was talking about how they had the picture of the ingredients on the side of the bag, and he was calling it the bowl of jizz and Lucas's jizz Lucas liked to eat the jizz chips. And,
I remember that. Yeah,
Lucas jizz chips. Just kidding.
Well, we definitely have to have those guys on our show sometime.
But yeah, but they're 3 hours ahead of time, so it's not like we can do that Skype thing you said. Yeah. So I don't know. That'd be
kind of weird. They want me on their show, so I don't know how we would work worked. Well, I mean, whatever. Good on the weekend.
You're their bitch now.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I like their show.
Hey, you better their shows. Keep your hands off Lucas.
I like all three of their shows. I'm leaving that in so people.
No!
Yes. I'm going to leave that in so people can hear.
No, that's not me.
I have to listen to that every day.
No.
Guys out there who go, ooh, damn, that woman's sexy, no. Boys. Well, guess what? That's what that shit you got to listen to every day.
Whatever.
That ladylike sound.
Whatever. Shut up. You haven't listened to it in freaking, like, more than 48 hours because, hello, yeah, I've been working.
Yeah, it's two jobs.
Shit.
Well, you got to support me.
You know what?
I'm kidding,
shut
baby.
Shut up. I do support your ass, bitch.
I'm kidding, baby.
Yeah, whatever, bitch. We talked about mostly everything. I was going to say about another part I could talk about, whatever. Well, we'll see who people like, I guess. You have to write in and say who you like. If you want more of this dude, then say, hey, I like the dude.
I hardly talk, so.
Be quiet. In episode zero, you talked more than me.
Bullshit, but
yes,
whatever.
Yes, you did, because you did all those. You did all the extra stuff, that's why.
Well, I had to fill in some gaps, but that's all.
Yeah, but well, it seemed like it was all about you. Shoot. Anyway, so so then you have to write us and tell us what you like, but you don't like. You think this sucks, or do more of this, do more of that, or stop talking about movies because we don't give a fuck. Anyways, cuss more. I don't know. See, we don't really cuss too much. We're not cussers, you know? I don't like the sound. When people cuss way, way, way too much, then they sound uneducated, and we're two edumacated peoples. And
I have my bachelor's diploma.
Yes, diploma. Yes, I have a piece of paper that says I went to college.
I know it's a bachelor's degree. Thank you.
And, well, anyways,
that's called going with the flow.
Whatever.
I was going with your flow.
Okay. That's not for another 2 weeks.
Yes. We're both looking forward to that.
Yes. Shut up. Yes, you are, because you like one right before it. When I get all horny, I want you all done. And I'm like all woo!
Real quick, I want to say something to Danny and Lucas. This is going to be a quick rant, so I'll try not to bore anyone.
Danny, Lucas, I really hate your fucking awful, disgusting guts because you made me listen to another podcast. I'm, of course, referring to the Wayne Crazy Train show, and I just really fucking hate you now because now I have another fucking show that I have to download because it's good and creative, and I really like it a lot, and goddamn you two sons of bitches for ever mentioning this guy on your show. Fuck you.
Yes, and he was raised in the South.
Yes,
South.
I'm sure people can hear it in my voice. Now that we're talking about this, I don't understand why people tell me I don't sound like I'm from the South.
You don't.
Like from
you don't.
My old job, people used to tell me that all the time. When I told them, where are you from? Oh, I'm from South Carolina. Carolina. And they're like, oh, really? I can't hear it in your voice.
Because most people sound retarded from South Carolina. Most people sound retarded that are from the South, which is one of the weird things about Aaron and Lucas was that they don't sound like they're from Virginia. Or they sound like they're from California.
They do kind of sound, yeah. But, we're not picking on you guys at all.
Captain,
so
what was it? Captain Butt Sex. Sounds like from the South. Captain Butt Sex.
I got nothing but respect.
Pull it out!
We love you guys. That's all I gotta say. So, but my point was, I don't understand that.
Oh well,
I hear it.
You know,
like when I was editing the first episode, is that I hear that southern twang in there.
Mm-mm. I just don't
get how people say that.
I don't know. Well, don't I sound like I'm from California?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, put your point back in. The point was...
Boing. Put in a sound effect right
point,
there.
Yeah. Your point was that, whatever. Before, my point I was trying to make before you said you had to make your point, what I was going to say, because we keep on talking about Brian and Lucas, and nobody might get it that we're talking... Yes, we mentioned two drunks, but just as another reminder, it is a podcast. You can go look it up, go download it, go listen to it. Yes, it's no longer, but... You can still go catch their old stuff, and it's funny. I highly recommend episode 60, the last ones, obviously.
How the heck do you remember all those? Because you were mostly drunk when you listen to those things.
What are you talking about? I can remember, because I listened to them like 5 times in a row, dude. Yes, I might be drunk like one time, but eventually if I listen to them over and over, different stages of my drunkenness, I piece it together, and I've told you this. I piece it together, and then I remember it. Like, I've listened to it once, although I listened to it maybe 3 or 4 times. Get a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, whatever
right.
I'm coherent for.
What was your point exactly?
My point is for people who, because we keep talking about them, and about...
Well, I played their show opening.
But no one's going to know.
From the last one, so just so people would... Yeah, as soon as we said Deity, quote-unquote,
well, yes,
and Lucas...
Whoever goes and listens to their podcast, they're going to know that person who was with Lucas in the Two Drunks is now called Danny. They're going to know his original name, so why are you going to bleep it out?
I don't know why
no
he's
purpose.
Using a different name, but...
I don't know.
That's...
This
Whatever.
Is the mystery. Maybe Mr. Zuko can write to us.
Enlighten us.
Yes, because since this is our kind of first episode, and probably we won't have any mail or anything to read from anybody for
we'll
a couple.
See.
Exactly. But anyways, the point is that I just wanted people to go listen to them, because they are funny. Yes, they're very funny, and you don't have to be a drinker to listen to them. You don't have to get drunk.
Well, I can vouch for that. I don't drink, and...
Yeah.
Or I drink very rarely. And
not even
rarely. I don't even get drunk, I mean, yeah.
He drinks a glass of champagne for freaking New Year's, and that's all.
Well, it doesn't take much to satisfy me.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Ew! That's fucked up, baby.
Oh, sorry.
That's
baby.
Messed up.
Shit, you've said way worse than that.
Now, baby, I tell you, Michael Blair... Oh,
beep that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's beeped out. Anyways, you know, because like when people, you know, your mom says your first and last name, so... Dude,
baby,
come
you
on.
Know I love you.
Yes,
so
but you know I don't.
There.
Whatever, you know when I tell you your thing isn't good. Whatever, you know
my
this.
Thing? So let's wind down.
All right, bye. Bye. Just say, okay, we're done, bye.
Yes, we are done.
Yes,
so.
And you're going to play your little segments and stuff.
Yes. So. And definitely send in your comments, questions.
Yes.
Voicemail.
Yes.
All that good stuff. We'll play it.
So stuff.
If you do, put it there somewhere that we can read them or play them on the air. Okay?
All right. So, signing off.
Yes.
When the top 10 hitmen face off in a last-man-standing, winner-take-all contest being bet on by some of the world's richest men, the only rule is to stay alive. And for Johnny Dane, it means finding out that getting out of the business doesn't mean getting out of the game. From the mind of Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, the creator of Shadow Falls, comes Number One with a Bullet, the free serialized audiobook guaranteed to put your adrenaline in the crosshairs. Get on target at numberonebullet.podshow.com.
The podcast would like to thank the following for providing us with material that helped make our show much more enjoyable. The band 27 Miles for our intro music with their song Where I Belong, which can be found at www.indiepodcasting.com. You can also visit the band's official website at www.27milesmusic.com or their MySpace page at www.myspace.com/27miles and soundsnap.com for the high quality sound effects that you heard throughout the show. Check out our MySpace page for the latest news and updates about the show and to contact us at www.myspace.com/blankpodcast. If you have questions, comments, or just want to call us names, then contact us at blankpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word, folks. Or leave us a voice message at www.snapvine.com/blankpodcast. You don't have to register to leave a voice message either. Just go to our homepage at Snapvine, click on the Leave a Voice Comment button under our profile photo, and follow the instructions that follow. And that's it. You can also leave us a message when you're mobile by dialing the following Skype number, 1206-777-0951. Charges do apply, of course. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Until then, have a good one.